From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called Nailing the Antinomian Lie. In the opening verses of chapter 6, the Apostle Paul moves seamlessly from justification by faith to the doctrine of sanctification, or the matter of the believer's daily living. The theme of chapter 6 and 7 is grace removing believers from the realm and power of sin. Living in holiness is the believer's proper response to the gospel. This is the answer to those who argue that they can live any way they want because they're under grace. Grace is not a license to sin. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Luke chapter 23 and verse 33. The place which is called Calvary. The hill of comfort is the hill of Calvary. The house of consolation is built with the wood of the cross. The temple of heavenly blessing is founded upon the riven rock, riven by the spear which pierced his side. No scene in sacred history ever gladdens the soul like Calvary's tragedy. Is it not strange, the darkest hour that ever dawned on sinful earth should touch the heart with softer power for comfort than an angel's mirth, that to the cross the mourner's eye should turn sooner than where the stars of Bethlehem burn. Light springs from the midday midnight of Golgotha, and every herb of the field blooms sweetly beneath the shadow of the once accursed tree. In that place of thirst, grace hath dug a fountain which ever gusheth with waters pure as crystal, each drop capable of alleviating the woes of mankind. You who have had your seasons of conflict will confess that it was not at Olivet that you ever found comfort, not on the hill of Sinai, nor on Tabor, but Gethsemane, Gabbatha, and Golgotha have been the means of comfort to you. The bitter herbs of Gethsemane have often taken away the bitters of your life. The scourge of Gabbatha has often scourged away your cares, and the groans of Calvary have put all other groans to flight. Thus Calvary yields us comfort rare and rich. We never should have known Christ's love in all its heights and depths if he had not died. Nor could we guess the Father's deep affection if he had not given his Son to die. The common mercies we enjoy all sing of love, just as the seashell, when we put it to our ears, whispers of the deep sea whence it came. But if we desire to hear the ocean itself, we must not look at everyday blessings, but at the transactions of the crucifixion. He who would know love, let him retire to Calvary and see the man of sorrows die.
Beneath the cross of Jesus,
Shadow of Almighty, rock within.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts continues to be most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking the time to do so. Remember that any literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto life eternal by Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul commences chapter 6 with a question, indeed with two questions. First question is, what then shall we say? What then shall we say? The word then is important. It's a conjunction. But it's a conjunction that indicates in the clearest possible manner that the material that Paul is now getting into follows necessarily from what he has just said in verses 20 and 21 of chapter 5. Therefore, what shall we say? These things being so, that's the force of the conjunction. These things being so, what shall we say? In other words, Romans 6 commences with the question, what is the proper response to what I have just stated? Now notice carefully what he has just stated. Sin increased. And with the incoming law of God, sin was increased even more. Everywhere you had the reign of sin, it's guilt, it's corruption, it's universal pollution, it's condemnation. Death was reigning because of sin. Sin increased. But where sin abounded, grace superabounded. And that's the word that Paul uses. It's a compound verb that he uses. He says it not only abounded, it superabounded. It superincreased. That's what I just said, says the apostle. Note it very carefully. Learn it in your heart, and then understand this, that such a statement as this is not something to be stated and then forgotten. This is not something that you just say and shrug your shoulders. Paul is saying this statement demands and it deserves a response. This is such a statement as to change a man's entire life. This is such a statement as must govern and control the kind of thinking and feeling and acting that a man or a woman does for the rest of their lives. This being so, what shall I say? Now, Paul shows us clearly in Romans and in other places what the response to this ought to be. Obviously, it was because of this great truth that he was working up to that Paul could say way back in that theme verse in chapter 1, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. It was because of that he could say two verses earlier, I am debtor and I am willing to preach the gospel. What's my response to this gospel? I'm not ashamed of it. Now that says a whole lot more than it appears to say. And I'm not going back to rehash what I said in chapter 1. Paul says, I glory in this gospel. I am proud of the gospel. Oh, I have nothing in me to be proud about. I have nothing in me to boast of. But I'm proud of the gospel. And not all the heathen philosophy in the world, not all the Judaizing that has crept into the church, not all the persecution that man and Satan can heap against me will ever destroy my glorying in the gospel. Not for anything will I compromise the purity of the gospel of free and sovereign, saving, justifying grace. I will never give up the gospel. Why? Because where sin abounded, grace superabounded, and this is the response that it demands. Over in chapter 11, having expounded and expounded and expounded more on this great subject of the sovereign grace and wisdom of God and salvation, chapter 11, verse 33, Paul reaches this marvelous conclusion. This outburst from his heart. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. When Paul considered the gospel, he fell down. Here's the mightiest intellect in Christendom, if there were such a thing as Christendom in its tightest meaning at that time. But here's the mightiest intellect in the church, the greatest theologian the world has ever seen. And he just bows at the feet of his Redeemer. And all he can say is, in the light of this gospel, oh, the depth, both of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. And then, in the light of that, he ends in verse 36, of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. What is the proper response to the gospel? It is acceptance. It is bowing in absolute wonderment. And then it is saying, to God be the glory. That's what the response ought to be. It ought to be as he shows in chapter 12. Here's my body. I present it a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, in the light of all the mercies of God shown in the gospel, in the light of this superabounding grace. All I can do is say, Lord, here's the body which you have redeemed. Here is the life and the soul which you have justified. Take all I am and have, and let me live and let me die in the service of my God, my Savior. His gospel. That's what the response ought to be. As he said to the Corinthians, summing it all up, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. But you see, we must look again, for this is a question. What shall we say? What is your response? This is a gospel that not only demands a response and deserves a response, but it always gets a response. There's no way of not responding, one way or the other, to this gospel. What is your response? All too often, the response of those who hear the gospel is far from what it ought to be. Nothing displays the natural depravity of man as much as his response to the gospel of free grace. It's evident in the second question of verse 1. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? In other words, Paul, you have just said, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So, let's continue in sin, and grace will abound all the more. And God will thereby be glorified all the more. Is that what you're saying? Here Paul is anticipating, I think, a well-known response, or a response perhaps that some professors of the gospel had already begun to use to excuse their evil living. You see, there are some people who respond to the gospel by using its teachings of grace to ridicule the gospel, to mock the gospel, because they want to reject it in favor of a doctrine of works. That lies in this question. And then there are others who object to Paul's doctrine of this free justification without any reference whatsoever to any work that we have ever done or can ever do. A justification that rests entirely upon the merit of the life and death, the righteousness and obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some respond to that by saying that's dangerous doctrine. Because what you are saying is that we have a license to sin. If our salvation doesn't depend in any way, shape, or form, or to any degree on what we have done, then we can do what we like. That's dangerous doctrine. It gives a license to sin. That is the objection of some. An objection that comes from people who generally would agree with the statement, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But yet they think that holiness demands something more than the mere gospel of justification to keep believers holy. Can I just notice in passing that I'm really loath even to say this because I'm not going to have time to pursue it. But any time there is a genuine exposition of the biblical doctrine of justification, any time, it will always be open to the charge of antinomianism, that's giving a license to sin. Now that makes it doubly difficult because there are people who do expound the doctrine in order to give a license to sin. And that's sad. This is a difficulty. But I want you to notice that it's not unique to us. In our day, this is something that Paul had to face. And then in this question, you'll see that there were other people already getting into the church, and the New Testament warns against them at various points, who were actually using this gospel of grace as a cloak for their sin. They were making it an excuse. They were taking it very seriously. I'm justified. I can do what I like. You've all heard, and I have mentioned this saying before, you've all heard it. I can do anything but perish. I can do anything but go to hell. Now, when you stop to think of that, that means I can lie, I can cheat, I can kill, I can fornicate, I can do anything except go to hell. And the reason for that kind of statement is, well, I'm justified. Being justified freely by grace. Grace superabounds over my abounding sin. There were people in the New Testament church that used grace as a cloak of maliciousness, a cloak to cover up their sin. And there are still people like that today. You see, all these three false responses to the gospel are forms of antinomian logic. And Paul responds to them in verse 2 in what I call nailing the antinomian lie.
You You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.